Right, I'm Peter.
I'm Tess.
And we're going to talk about an experiential exhibit we created for Design Week Portland 2019. Experiential experience, branded experience, whatever you want to call it. That's what it was.
Small pink room.
So at the time, we had a very small office, and we decided to use this like 150 square foot office to like have multiple stations that people who came in could go to. And it was all around this central idea of creative therapy.
I think it's something, you know, we keep talking about in our studio, the idea of creative therapy. I think everything, you know, we're really interested in this idea of like human emotions and how that relates to both, you know, what's happening with branding and advertising and just as like individuals and just the whole concept of being a creative, working in advertising and what that kind of does to your soul. And when we worked at an agency together, we started implementing these things we called Feelings Fridays, which ended up being mostly me talking about a recap of Felicity, which I was watching at the time. But we also made everyone in the room, the creative team.
Yeah, we had regular creative team meetings.
Yeah. And Peter had been running these for 5 years at that time. And I got on board. And then 1 week, Peter couldn't make it to the meeting. And I decided instead of talking about all the projects we were working on, we were just going to go around in a circle and talk about our feelings. And I made everyone say what they were feeling. We had some introverts on our team.
I'd say probably 90% of the people were uncomfortable, but a few really went deep.
Yeah, and then people started embracing it. We started implementing it every week, and we sat around and talked about our feelings for a little bit.
Like, on the face of it, not the most productive business thing, but I think from a creative perspective, just getting out of talking about process and where you are in a project and stuff like that, and just remembering that we're all trying to do something that we believe in, regardless of the actual client or project.
Yeah, so that kind of grew into our ideas for Design Week.
So for those of you who don't know, Design Week Portland is like a citywide event where most creative agencies, studios, design studios, makers, spaces, makers, whatever, they open their doors up and they host events or they have open houses or something like that. And so we wanted to do an open house, but we wanted to sort of be like, what's the most ridiculous open house, or what's the thing furthest away from a generic open house that we can do? And so instead of like maybe us opening up as a studio, is about getting the people coming there to open up as individuals. And that's where this creative therapy process fit in.
There was 4 steps to this creative therapy process. Was that people got 1 minute to sit in a very pink room with Peter, who was the therapist, to vent about everything that was going on creatively that they needed to get off their chest. And Peter sat quietly and listened. And then at the end, he would write a prescription to them that they then could fill at the pharmacy, which was outside.
Branded pill bottles. We had branded M&Ms. The M&Ms came in one big bag, and there were like 4 different types of M&Ms.
So I had to sit for many, many hours and sort all the M&Ms based on the different names on them to fit in the right pill bottles, which took way longer than we had planned for. I think I finished right before the event started.
Yeah.
But the problem was that we had a few people who thought that the pills that Peter prescribed to them, aka the M&Ms, were real drugs. So they
came
up to me after and were worried about how many pills they were allowed to take at a time, which I felt really bad about, and was trying to explain that it was all sugar. They were just going to get a sugar high. That's the best thing that was going to happen. But yeah. And then I think part of the other thing of this event was that we had made everything pink and we had pink lights.
We rented pink lights. It was a totally white room. We created a lot of artwork that was all tied into the theme, but we had these pink lights shining up on the walls everywhere.
Which we thought were really cool, but we hadn't thought about the fact that we were both going to be standing in this tiny room. Mm-hmm. Peter was going to sit in his tiny therapy office for 6 hours straight. Okay. With very pink light.
So it's worth noting, like, there were 4 stages. 1, you wrote a confession down anonymously. 2, you watched a video. 3, you talked to me. 4, you get your prescription. So the 3rd one where you talk to me, like, you don't know what you're doing. There's just a big 3 on this door, and you're supposed to walk in. And they didn't know they were going to come in, and it's like a therapy office with a guy sitting in there into this pink room. And so a lot of people were confused or didn't know what they were supposed to do or anything. So they'd come in and sit down. Many of them were really awkward. Some of them, like, we actually talked about really interesting stuff. But I was in a room with, like, pink LEDs, very bright, for 6 hours. And at the end, I came out, like, no breaks. I came out and, like, everything looked black and white. Like, once I was in regular light, like, my eyes didn't work anymore. They'd been so overexposed to this pink light that, like, everything was black and white. And then, like, weird things were looking like this yellow color. I didn't understand why. It seriously took, like, until the next morning for my eyes to get back to normal. Part two, my car broke down that night when I was only seeing in black and white. I had an awesome vintage 1985 Jeep Cherokee. For whatever reason, decided not to work when I got back to that car that night. So that was pretty awesome.
We didn't take any pee breaks during that whole event. We powered through, and I was, 6 months pregnant, for the record.
You gotta suffer for art.
Yeah.